ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய மத்தே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 52. சேஜ் வசிஷ்ட வெல்கம்ஸ் கிங் விஸ்வாமித்ரா. Right glad was Vishwamitra to see the best and foremost of saints, the holy Vasishtha, and low bent he at his feet. "Ever welcome," exclaimed Vasishtha, and desired him to take a seat. Cheerfully did he entertain his royal guests with roots and fruits, and such woodland fare, which accepting the pleased monarch made respectful inquiries. All was well with himself, his sacred fires, his disciples, and his hermitage. And to the royal Vishwamitra, who sat at his ease, did Vasishtha address himself, "The son of Brahma and the foremost of those that lead a life of holy vows and devout meditation. How fares it with thee, mighty lord of men? Dost thou rule over thy subjects as becomes a worthy descendant of the noble kings and win their hearts with flawless discharge of thy high duties? Seest thou that thy servants want for nothing? Do they yield ready and willing obedience unto thy commands? Do thy enemies acknowledge thy might and pay thee low homage? Is it all well with thy armies, thy revenues, thy friends, thy kith and kin?" "Yes, holy one, fortunate favors me still," modestly replied the royal guest. "The hours chased one another with winged feet, as these two, the king and the sage, discoursed on themes high and holy, with mutual delight ever increasing. The discourse came to an end all too soon, when the reverend host, with a pleased smile, addressed his noble guest. 'Great is my desire to offer unto thy troops, and no less unto thy valiant self, the rites of hospitality, as befits thy rank and might. I pray thee to accept it of my hands, and deny me not. For art thou not my liege, my favorite guest, whom I cannot honor enough?' 'That have you already done,' replied Vishwamitra, 'by a gracious speech, by the offer of such articles as your holy hermitage affords, sweet fruits, roots of the wild, and crystal water to wash and drink, and last but not the least, thy presence, all purifying. Honored have I been above my deserts by that world-honored one. And now give me kindly to touch thy feet and depart. May I ever find favor in thy sight and a warm place in thy heart?' But the noble Vasishtha pressed him again and again to stay, and he could not ungraciously refuse. 'I obey,' replied the proud son of Gadi. 'I bow to thy sweet pleasure, thou holy one.' Then did Vasishtha, the sage of matchless might, call unto him the spotted calf Nandini and say, 'Haste hither, my sweet one, and heed well, Shabala, to what I say. I have it at the heart to entertain this pious king and his troops, and that right royally. Do thou see it that they have princely fare and sumptuous. None should desire in vain for anything, be it food or drink, wines of every kind and a variety imaginable, sweet, bitter, acrid to taste, to sip, to quaff, or to eat. No small store, mind thee, but rich abundance and overflowing, for man or God cannot crave for or dream of anything, but thou canst in a moment shower it upon him. This thou wilt do for my sake, and again I say unto thee, tarry not. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahini Gunapdeya Chakravarti Dhanrujaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.'"